He had also built the this complex for the rockets to train there. They were there. So we use that. We use the rockets facility for the Masters event, the ATP Masters event. But it was great. It was really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually been to the West Side Tennis, the rockets facility once at Houston Baptist. We, our guys practiced over there for some reason. I don't know if our gym flooded or something. But I've also been to the tennis court. Was that? Not the tennis courts. No, I just been to the practice facility there with the basketball.
Well, he made, Mattress Mack did a hell of a job of putting that whole thing together. And remember that gym had a track around the top. So you could run around, and mm-hmm. here you had the basketball court on the bottom.
Right.
But he wanted all the surfaces of the Grand Slams, so very good. And Payne Seton matches my book.
Do you have you said you were, is there like a name of the company to refer, or do you just?
Well, no, it's my company really is W.L. Norris, LLC, and it's sports medicine. I have a clinic in Boca Raton, Florida, and it's tennis specific. So I do a lot of rehabilitation and research there. We do a lot of things with.
But if you'll write that, W.L. Norris, then that way,
because
I'll end up posting this on my website, and then if I have the more information I have from you, the easier it is for me to find or link to it.
Very good.
All right, here you go. We are live at the NATA 2017 Houston, my home city. We are finally here celebrating a National Athletic Trainers Association here in our city, bringing it to the great state of Texas. Again, the NATA is kind of based here in Texas, and this is the first time we've had it here in Houston. So it is my pleasure to speak with you today, Mr. Norris. And just in the few minutes that I spoke with you, I am impressed with what I could possibly learn. So we've got a book, I know, and you're gonna mention that there, called Pain, Set, and Match.
Yeah.
But more impressively is, you said you've been practicing sports medicine for 50 years?
Yes. I first started in 1963 with the New York Knicks and the New York Mets. And those years, the seasons weren't so long, so I was able to do two sports. I was the youngest athletic trainer for any major sport when I was hired by the Mets at age of 20. I was fresh out of school. And then I got the end of that summer of 63, I was able to get the job with the Knicks. And I traveled with both teams for 12 years. And during those 12 years, I was able to really formulate a lot of different training techniques for both sports that I transitioned in when I transitioned to professional tennis, to the professional tennis tour in 1973. I was able to carry a lot of those different training techniques into professional tennis. And in those years, tennis never had anybody that traveled with them, that looked after them, and to prevent injury and to treat injury and keep the players on. My book, Pain, Set, and Match, tells all those stories, but basically it tells really the vision that I had even at that age, that I could see, I could help people. When you're an athletic trainer, you have a gift, and you really have to cherish that gift that you give to others in the sense of wellness. And when you do that, you get back many, many things in return and self-satisfaction, but really to help people. And as a caregiver, it never stops. I'm almost 75 years old, and I'm still working. I have a practice in Boca Raton, Florida. I look after a lot of tennis players. Not only the professionals come to me, but the ones that I worked on for many years, a lot of the senior players like McEnroe and Borg and Connors, I still have a great relationship with them, as well as the current players like the Federers and the Nadals. So, but the main thing is really the future, and I work with a lot of junior players that are at the Chris Everett Academy and the Rick Macy Academy. And they need guidance just like any other athlete. And I get a lot of pleasure out of still working.
Well, let's not glance over this. You said the main thing is the future, but here you are 50 years in sports medicine. I cannot look forward to something that may or may not be without looking back and seeing what an example you have set. 50 years in sports medicine, taking care of the New York Knicks, taking care of the New York Mets, taking care of professional tennis players. The lessons that I could learn from reading your book, Pain, Set, and Match, or sitting here talking to you in this conversation, listening to this podcast, are far greater than what I could dream about happening in the future. So don't in any way think that you don't have a story to tell, because you are what we are today. You are the foundation. I mean,
well, I thank you for that compliment. I'm having a book signing at the booth 6101 today between 1 and 3. My book is available there. I love getting out and doing the book signings because I love meeting people and spreading my word about prevention and treatment. But moreover, I like to meet people that are in the field. If I can be an example for them, I like that a lot. I speak to a lot of young people, young athletic trainers through the years, and try to give them some guidance. And if I can do that, that really is, I think I serve a purpose there. But my book is in two formats. One, in this book, it's like this. The other book is, they're both on Amazon. The other format is in the Kindle version. This is the third printing. So it's been out since 2015. But now we're putting it in three languages. So it's because tennis is such an international sport, I want them to know the pain section, which in here I have all my exercises that I've developed through the last 50 years for athletes, not only tennis players. I tell the stories about when I first met Jack Nicklaus, who loves to play tennis, and he's also is a fisherman. One of the pathologies that I've really discovered, instead of tennis elbow, people also have angler's elbow. So a lot of fishermen get the same problem on the outside of the elbow, the lateral aspect of the elbow, because these muscles and tendons on the outside are not as developed as our flexor tendons. The extensors are not as developed. So I approached Mr. Nicklaus several years ago, and he was having some difficulties. And so I guided him in this product that I've been working on, and to strengthen and to the extensor muscles. And so there's a lot of different areas that I find fascinating, because what happened yesterday, I have a really great expression. If you live in the past, you get past. So you always have to think about tomorrow and the next day, because usually today's pretty well set. But I just enjoy I get a lot of energy from people, and I think it's contagious. And I really feel strongly about my field of sports medicine. And I think I really have a gift that I can give to people.
All right. So what is one of your favorite stories that you've had, something you would love to share over and over again?
Well, the thing is, I did 35 Wimbledons where I was the athletic trainer for Wimbledon. I had other people to help me there, local physical therapists, and athletic training is not known so much in England. So I had some help that would come with me as well with the tour. All those years in the 70s and 80s, not only the average person would watch Wimbledon, but Princess Di loved tennis. And God rest her soul, I got to meet her one time because she had a case of tennis elbow. And
no way.
I met her at a fundraiser. It was at Buckingham Palace. I was invited there. And through Prince Andrew, Charles's brother. And so, but that royal family always watched Wimbledon. So we had a reception there, and of course they had the protocol officer introduced me. And so Andrew piped up. He says, I don't need an introduction, and neither does Di, because we go to Wimbledon and we've seen Mr. Norris work his magic on center court. So it was really a great honor to treat her. She was a patient of mine for a couple of years. I would come to England, and we had a lot of tournaments through the years, indoor tournaments, outdoor tournaments in England, and the royal family welcomed me. And so I talk about this in my book. Another story really was when I met President Reagan. This was in 82. In addition to taking care of the tour, I also took care of the U.S. Davis Cup team. We had played a great match against Sweden in a quarterfinal, so we were invited to the White House. And that was when a Houstonite by the name of Vice President Bush then. He was the vice president under Reagan. And so we had a reception, and President Reagan asked me after we'd had some dinner, he says, would you please come with me? I want to show you the gym. So I was able to go there with him. He says, I know it's a bit of indulgence, he says, but please indulge me. He says, I would like for you to help me order some gym equipment for the White House gym. So I had a relationship with them, and from there I met the Bush family. And coming here for many years, seeing them at the tennis matches was nice. Barbara and George, great people. And so I've had a lot of great, neat experiences as an athletic trainer. It's opened up a lot of doors for me.
All right. So you worked with the New York Knicks, New York Mets, same year, right? You were doing two sports at a time.
Right.
You met and treated Princess Diana.
Yes.
And you ordered fitness equipment for the White House under President Reagan.
Yes.
And became friends with George family, and Barbara Bush and the Reagans.
Yeah.
All because of your athletic training.
Yes. It opened up a lot of doors for me, you know. So, but I've been very lucky, you know. I think you get these things, these little pearls along the way, if you will, the great souvenirs in my mind, you know. So I've had a very rich life, and it's not over.
Right.
So I look forward to every day that I can do some things for people.
All right, so what was your favorite part of writing this book?
I think re-enjoying, it's almost like when you have, you eat a good meal and you remember the taste. Maybe it was a good fish dish or a good, my wife says I always refer to things, people and places I've been because of restaurants, and I do love restaurants. And a good steak, a good glass of wine, and but when you have it, you have that memory, you have that taste. Is it part of your memory? And so it's like these stories. When I was putting together Pain, Set, and Match, it brought back old memories. I have a lot of photographs in my office and in my home of my career that spans so long, and I could take a picture that I had, maybe I'd taken with an athlete or a celebrity, and it brought back memories of where I was doing, what I was wearing at that time. I have amazing recall of things. So it was easy for me to write Pain, Set, and Match. My first book, I still think I have maybe another book in me, so I'm going to pursue that.
Okay, so obviously that's a phenomenal career, you know. In our eyes, we're like, wow, that's amazing. So in the beginning, what set you apart to go work with the Knicks or with the Mets?
I think the thing is that old adage, right place at the right time. And I was in that position. Sports medicine and athletic training in particular was in the infant stages, really, of what we had this, what we have today. I remember the first NATA national meeting. I was a student athletic trainer at the time, had taken the Kramer course. This is in 59, while I was still in high school. But I got some great opportunities, great mentorships, if you will, from athletic trainers. First of all, I started out in Fort Myers, Florida, where a lot of spring training of Major League Baseball was. The Pirates trained there. The Pirates athletic trainer took me under his wing when I was 12 years old and taught me a lot of things about athletic training. I had amazing opportunities back then, and I took advantage of them. So, but by the time I finished high school, I knew I wanted to go on. At that time, there was no curriculums, really, in universities for an athletic trainer. I went to a technical school in Kissimmee, Florida, near Orlando, that was operated by the University of Florida. And I took the athletic training course. That was my course of study at the Gus Mauch School of Athletic Training. And Gus Mauch himself saw my potential, saw that I was a young man that liked to learn, that was not happy with the status quo of injury management, and he encouraged me. So he gave me my first job with the Mets as one of his assistants. And then at the end of that summer, being in New York, making a sort of a name for myself behind the scenes in New York with the Mets, the Knicks were interested in me, and they needed someone. They had a transitional thing. Their athletic trainer went over to the Detroit Pistons. So there was a vacancy, and they needed a young man. And they wanted somebody young that they could mold, too, taking care of the basketball players. So it was two great opportunities for me. Around that time, it was when U.S. was involved in Vietnam. And so I was, 21 years old. I was right for the picking for the draft. I didn't want to go to the draft. I wanted to keep my jobs. And I was able to satisfy my military requirements by going into the reserve program. But the reserve program with the Coast Guard. So the Coast Guard had a wonderful PT program. So the physical therapy there, that's what I was working on. I was a hospital corpsman in the Coast Guard reserve, working with war wounded of sailors. And I was able to squeeze it in. They had a gymnasium at this hospital that I was working. I brought the Knicks there to practice. So, and it was great for the morale of the sailors because they would come down in their wheelchairs and watch the practices. And so it was a win-win situation for me as well as the Knicks and as well as for the sailors that were injured there. So the Viet Cong, they burnt us a lot. They had these flamethrowers. So a lot of the sailors had burn wounds. And that's where I first got involved in wound care and came up with some different things for that. And that's how I look back at this therapeutic laser that I work with on injuries and burns and wound care. And that's where I really got the birth of it.
So you said you came up with some stuff for wound care.
Yeah, I found that light therapy could heal wounds. If you process the diodes of a probe to go on, say, a foot that has a wound on it, by putting light therapy into the cell on a cellular level, you can get pain relief. You can get collagen produced for the skin, and that's how you heal the wound. The light actually destroys the bacteria, but it promotes good cell growth. In every cell, there's a mitochondria, and you need to promote the ATP, the adenosine triphosphate levels. A lot of times when you don't have it, you can either have infection or inflammation in that skin and in the joint, for that matter. But the laser, class 2B laser, rather than a 4, is better because it's really pulsed energy that goes into the cell very quick and comes out. And that's where you get the stimulation of the ATP in the cell.
All right, so Is most of this stuff that you're telling me in the book?
Yes.
Because this really is amazing. Like I said,
Yes.
You were 50 years in sports medicine, working with the Knicks, working with the Mets. You worked with the Coast Guard Reserve, taking care of our soldiers with their burn victims, working with professional tennis players, Princess Diana, the...
Yeah.
These are unreal stories.
Yeah. Well, I've been very fortunate that, and I think when you have a career as long as I've had, big credit that I have, I've been spoiled. My wife of over 51 years and my two children, I have a very good support system. They always have been there. They've spoiled me. They've indulged me to have this career. I owe a lot to them. But I've tried to reach out to people, and if you meet people halfway, you're going to make a lot of friends and you make a lot of contacts. And every day I try to set an example for people, and it's given me the energy and the desire to go forward and keep working. So I'm very fortunate.
Wow, this really is one of the coolest interviews I think I've ever done. And right now we're somewhere at close to 400 interviews. And this has been the most interesting. And I really would like to read the book.
Sure.
Again, that's Pain, Set, Match from Bill Norris. So again, Pain, Set, and Match by Bill Norris. Again, he said that's on Amazon. You can order it there on Kindle.
But you can buy it here, too, with me. I'll sign it for you. I'll personalize it.
Oh, there you go. Amazing stories, amazing opportunities just by going. Now, if you have – there's two questions. One, if you have one piece of advice for athletic trainers, what's that going to be? The other is, if there is one athletic trainer you would like to thank, who would that be?
Well, I think the thing is, my as far as thanking and being very appreciative – my mentor was a man named Gus Mauch, and he had been an athletic trainer for two sports, for football and baseball. He was with the Yankees when the Yankees, back in the 40s, in the 50s, and into the 60s, and he was my mentor. So I'd have to thank him as being a role model and a mentor for me. But the thing that I tell people and to tell athletic trainers, number one, believe in yourself first. Keep yourself fit. Keep yourself open to new ideas. Be creative. Be investigative. Listen to your patients. You learn a lot from your patients. Have an open mind. Don't be one of those people that you think you know everything, because the purpose of education really is to expand your horizons. And I really believe that. And to know that your creator makes it all possible.
Yeah, I agree. Like I have a beautiful wife. I have three children. And my wife was up late the other night helping me edit these podcasts so that we could get them posted.
Sure.
And she doesn't have to do that. You know, right. She could be doing anything else.
Sure.
She could be reading her emails. She could be playing a game on her phone. She could be sleeping, reading a book, cleaning, cooking, anything. But she chose to stop what she was doing and help and serve me.
Well, there's a lot of sacrifice that your family makes to indulge you, to allow you to do this. And I was very fortunate. I lost a lot of time with my kids because I was traveling. And then when my children got older and out of the house, my wife could travel with me. But during the summers, they traveled with us in tennis, and they loved it. And they met a lot of people along the way, a lot of celebrities and a lot of people. And there was a guy here from Houston that grew up in Houston, the country singer, but he did a lot of pop music too, but country was his, Kenny Rogers. And we knew him and met him back in the 70s, and today we kept this friendship with him. And he's a Houstonite, and he certainly did a lot. He did a lot. He was a great guy and loved tennis. And so he opened a lot of doors for me too, as well.
All right, Mr. Norris, I hope that you write a second book. And I hope that when you write that second book that you call me and I get to interview you.
You'll be on my
list.
I'm going to take your card so we have some contact, okay? I'd like to tell everybody to please meet me over here at this booth, 6101, for Pain, Set, and Match book signing. I'll be happy to personalize the books for people. And bring your $20.
So, again, this is an amazing opportunity. But this podcast is released later, and it's going to be on my website continually.
Yeah.
What's the best way for someone to find out or get a hold of you?
Everybody can get in touch with me. It's billy.norris, N-O-R-R-I-S, at hotmail.com. You can Google me. There's a lot of stories on Google.
All right.
About my career. Pain, Set, and Match is on Amazon. If you don't happen to see me here, you can buy it. Except you can't. I can't sign it. But if you email me and send me a little money, I'll send a book back to you. So.
All right. So, Mr. Bill Norris, phenomenal story, and I think if we just continue talking, I would continue hearing incredible things. So I appreciate you coming over here to take a time.
Thank you, Jim.
And I look forward to
talking
to you.
I appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. God bless you.
Thank you.